for the Wednesday edition of Monty Larson's Owl Pellets. And since some sporting events are returning, except Big Ten events, and everyone seems to enjoy popcorn, it's time to get popping with popcorn. Did you know there are over 200,000 acres of popcorn planted in the United States in 2020, and Nebraska ranks number one in the United States in popcorn production? Americans consume around 15 billion quarts of popcorn per year, and more popcorn is produced in the United States than anywhere else in the world. Most of the world's production of popcorn comes from 25 states in the U.S. Popcorn is the official snack of Illinois. Sounds like it should be here in Nebraska. And popcorn differs from other types of maize corn in that it has a thicker pericarp, or a thicker hull. And the hull allows pressure from the heated water to build and eventually burst open. Popcorn is part of the maize family, that's M-A-I-Z-E, and its scientific name is Zea maize verta, has been domesticated for nearly 5,000 years. Native Americans not only ate popcorn, but also made it into soups and beer. And it's believed that Christopher Columbus introduced Europeans to popcorn. The popcorn machine? Charles Kreters invented it in 1885, and popcorn was allowed in early movie theaters in the early 1900s. During the Great Depression, popcorn increased due to it being so low cost to the consumer. The microwave popcorn, that was discovered by Perry Spencer in 1945. And popcorn consumption increased 300% during World War II as Americans turned to popcorn instead of sugary snacks, since sugar was rationed at the time. During the 1950s, popcorn consumption declined greatly as Americans turned to television instead of cinemas, where popcorn was traditionally consumed in greater quantities. Most movie theaters make more profit from popcorn than any other product, including movie tickets. And popcorn consumption has actually increased drastically during the COVID pandemic, as more people have stayed home to watch movies on their devices, and popcorn has served as a comfort food during this time. I think we can all agree with that. Orville Redenbacher is the number one brand of popcorn in the U.S. I thought it might be Jolly Time. Orville raised and marketed his homegrown popcorn and made enough to finance his college education at Purdue University. The term pop ability refers to the percentage of kernels that pop. And by the way, popcorn is highly nutritious. A 100-gram serving of popcorn contains 18% of the recommended daily intake of iron, 36% of the RDI of magnesium and phosphorus, contains a whopping 15 grams of dietary fiber, 13 grams of protein, yet only adding 387 calories. Some research has proven that 15 calories worth of popcorn is as filling as 150 grams of potato chips. And yep, Nebraska ranks number one in the U.S. in popcorn production. Go Big Red. All right, our thought for the day. Some people are like popcorn. They only succeed when under heat or pressure. That comes from Charles Tadros. And thanks to Monty Larson for another great edition of Wednesday's Owl Pellets.